The COD zombies, because of the noise that they make, hear that.
They are horrendous.
They are. They're like all that weird shit when they come up behind you.
It's a very different kettle of fish.
It is. They're farmers.
These aren't fish, that's why.
You bitch.
Shouting after him, chasing him with your neck.
Get back here and stab me!
The police, like, do we stop him? I don't know if this is against the law.
Are we the zombies or are they?
It's like, clearly that.
We were the zombies all along.
Yeah, it turns out these are all just...
No,
really,
I've got 5G. I'm not a zombie.
Point. Am I allowed to ask questions? Like, do I have food at home? Can I clean it?
Nope. Arcade experience. There is... House of the Dead.
Walk out like you own it. If someone does that in the next week, I'm gonna be so angry.
Yeah.
Like,
arcade machines. No. What? House of the Dead? What? Reload! Reload!
I feel like it's so crazy it might work.
Every time I walked, it was like someone was ninja starring a donut under my foot, and it was just like, and it all the fucking time, and my shoes were caked in donuts. Yes.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Grief Burrito. I'm the shambling Shenton, comma, Jordan. And across from me, possibly via some voodoo magic, the dead but delicious Harrison Wilde.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me. So that's the sunglasses talking. I don't know why you have to do a character with them.
Today, we're discussing the cold, the spooky, and the shambly zombies. What do you think of zombies?
Zombies, for me, are something that I've always been interested in. They've never really scared me. Like, some people get really, really scared. Like, shout out to Steph, Effie, in the online play. She is terrified by zombies, especially the COD zombies, because of the noise that they make. Hear that?
They are horrendous.
They are. They're like... all that weird shit when they come up behind you. Enjoy that on the camera, people watching on YouTube. Remember, wherever you're listening, to leave a like and a subscribe, because this is going to get good. So what are we going to do with zombies today, J-Man?
This is going to get good, saying it's not good already.
Quality content, quality content.
Instead of bringing you a boring old list of decent zombie games, we're going to do an exciting new talk about not a list of zombie video games, if that makes sense.
Nope, definitely not a list.
You can tell when I'm leading an episode, can't you, Harrison? Yeah.
Hey, at least it doesn't go 1, 2, 5, 5, 5, 6.
Because usually in numbered lists, Harrison, it goes 1, 2, 3... 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and you keep going. For those of you who can't see this, because obviously you can't, Hazard's gone 1, 2, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 4, 5, 5, 5, 6.
There's a reason.
The classic Harrison Wilde. Yeah, Harrison decided to label something and did it without numbers in ascending order. Great. Fun times, Harrison.
Simultaneous actions. We've been through this. Move on.
So, what we're going to be doing is, instead of just saying, like, yes, hey, what do you think of Left 4 Dead? And we go, that's pretty good. And then we move on to the next game. We're going to talk about different parts of, like, the kind of zombie genre.
Experience. Yeah, the experience of, like, encountering them.
Exactly. Because if you think about all these zombie games, if you compare The Walking Dead by Telltale against Resident Evil 4, I don't know if Resident Evil 4 even counts because they're a parasite. Yeah.
They're farmers.
Spanish farmers. It's a very different kettle of fish.
It is. They're farmers.
These aren't fish. That's why.
I knew I was onto something.
Jesus Christ. I find it really interesting where zombies have gone, because in cinema, there's this big thing kind of, what, 10 years ago, where everything went zombie. I think it was Shaun of the Dead, Land of the Dead, you know.
Dawn of the Dead, Left of the Dead, Right of the Dead, Above the Dead.
Left turn, U-turn of the Dead. It's
Left 4 Dead.
Left 4 Dead. There we go.
I didn't go with that joke, and I should have done.
You finished?
Carry on.
Yes.
Yes, I'm done.
With video games, it took a different turn, because you've got all these zombie games that kind of have different genres. So I really love the Telltale Walking Dead game, because the zombies, despite being one of the main parts of it, they're more of a plot device than anything else. They are okay. a reason yeah. why the characters are where they are, and that's why you have this incredible, like, heartbreaking, heartwarming, heart-stealing and eating, I suppose, story about these survivors and the journeys they go through. And that, to me, is incredibly kind of... I don't know if poignant's the right word, but the only other time you really see that in kind of mm-hmm. film, I guess... is things like 28 Days Later, where obviously they are a threat, but it's about these characters coming through it. It's not a film about killing zombies.
It's about the people,
yeah,
like almost trying to get around the plot device of the zombies.
Yeah.
Like that was something I wasn't sure about, because I have, like, you know, I haven't played the Walking Dead games. Yeah. I know a couple of the Telltale games, but that's ones I haven't played. So do you actually... Do you fight the zombies? Can we start with your game first there?
Yeah, okay. So within the Walking Dead games, there are bits where you do kill them, but they're in very kind of linear ways. It's literally usually like, there is danger in this scene, so there needs to be a zombie here. It's a puzzle and you need to distract it, or it's a consequence for something. So there's a really interesting bit. Spoilers very briefly here. If you want to play through... season one of The Walking Dead, there's a bit where you're sacking a drugstore or a general store, and you have the choice of this. There's this woman being like attacked by zombies, and you can either shoot her, which will put her out of her misery and be the nice thing to do, but that'll give you less time to loot the store because the zombies are distracted. So,
that's horrible.
It is horrible. And then people give you shit depending on what you choose. So it's nice to have that kind of like, the zombies are there. They are a threat, but it depends on what you do. But not in a way of like, in Left 4 Dead, if you shoot a car, you know, the zombie hordes just come running. It's not that cheap kind of thing.
But do you actually pull up the gun, aim and shoot? Or is it like, you make a choice and it does it?
It's both. It's on rails. So there's bits where like a compound will be flooded and then you've just got to like, it'll put you in first person, you point and click where you shoot.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
There's no like, there's certain bits where you're like walking through a horde when you're in a rampage and you're like cutting people down, zombies down. Zombies are people too.
Zambos. They are. Yeah. They've got hearts. They're just on the outside.
The zombie, fucking hell. The zombies aren't the main part of the gameplay, like almost every other zombie game.
Okay.
They are... Cool. You could replace the zombies with, like, fucking killer lawnmowers, and it'd be the same thing.
That'd be pretty cool. I'd maybe play that.
Mod it in. Someone do it. Someone mod that.
What kind of zombies are they in that? So are they presumably slow, shambly like the series?
Yes, which I'm glad you asked that, actually, because there's a lot of different zombie archetypes as well.
There are.
So they're the standard, like... I think Romero style zombies, where they're slow, not very smart, they do whatever they're doing. It'd be an entirely different game if they were the 28 Days Later, like rage zombies.
I hate those ones.
I don't like that.
Those ones scare me more. Like I said, I'm not scared of zombies, but that's more like, I don't know. That could just be a terrifying person after you, as opposed, I'd be scared of anything running after me that fast. Regardless if it's a zombie or not.
If someone was running after me with like a knife, I'd just be like, fucking do it, man. I'm not running. Just do it.
This is 2021.
Yeah, you're going to catch...
Just put me out of it.
You're going to catch me anyway, so I may as well get this shit over with now.
Yeah. Just do it. In fact, just put your neck out. Just like jump at him neck first.
I'll show you. Hoping that the emotional stress of this man killing me, or woman killing me.
What if you ran at him though and he was like, oh fuck shit, and like ran, he went the other way.
Kill me, you bitch. Shouting after him, chasing him with your neck.
Get back here and stab me.
The police like, do we stop him? I don't know if this is against the law.
This assault has been switched. I don't know who to arrest.
I stopped trying to kill him, but you were going to kill him. I really like the story-based kind of zombie stuff because the zombies aren't the main part. That it's zombie centric because they're a danger to the characters, even though they're kind of not. But yeah, I like that. I like that it's more story driven, and the zombies are kind of like, they're usually used as a kind of parallel to humans in games like that as well.
Yeah,
if you know what I mean. So they become like a like, oh, we're all mindless zombies doing the same thing. Because, like, you know, there's always that one dick in the fucking game or film that's like, are we the zombies or are they? And it's like, clearly that...
we were the zombies all along.
Yeah, it turns out these are all just...
no, I've got people. 5G. I'm not a zombie.
I'll have you know. I shop at Waitrose.
Yeah. Oh, the fanciest croissants in the morning.
Yeah.
I don't know. You could probably get croissants there, I imagine.
I don't know. Do they have a... Right, let's move away from this.
Away from the baking section. Let's carry on.
You and your bread. What other games... So have you got any games that are more like... they use the zombies as a plot device, or are yours mainly... there are zombies, kill the zombies?
Mine are more zombies, kill the zombies, I think. Unless, like... I did add Resident Evil 4 to my list, but... the note I've got under that is, are they zombies? Because I wasn't really sure, like, with them being this weird parasite farmer style thing, more like plot devices. It's more like to drive Leon. It's like the pushing force to push him after Ashley, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I've not looked at it like that. I've never looked at it in kind of like, that's how they use that story aspect. Yeah, that's really cool.
I don't know. It's a game that I haven't finished yet. I got up to the castle and I haven't played any more just yet because I had some other games on the go. It was like, that was when Cyberpunk came out. So I was like, let's see what this is all about. Like,
Even the game doesn't know.
So yeah, I haven't been back yet. No, even that doesn't know what it's doing. But the aspects of the game that I saw of it and the way that it used the zombies, if they are zombies, again in
the
quotes.
The Las Plagas victims.
Yes, I enjoyed it. It was good, and it was scary in that manner. And I think because you're not really sure what these people are, because they don't feel like your typical zombies.
They're smarter.
They are more intelligent. Yeah, they're smarter. They'll try and get in places and corner you, and they all carry rakes. They've got a rake or an axe or a chainsaw and a bag. Sickle. Everyone knows a sickle's dangerous. I should have brought mine. I've got a sickle downstairs.
I thought you were just carrying around a bag filled with, like, tin cans from Tesco. He's just gonna beat you with it. I forgot what you mean about, like, the Hessian sack over his head.
Yeah, Dr. Hessian Salvador. Bag sack.
Dr. Salvador? No, the bag guy in the bag and said, Dr. Salvador Harrison.
I don't know his name.
Yeah. Fuck, man. Don't play me like that. If I tell you a name, just agree.
Yes.
Just cut your nervous yes in.
Well, you could have been like, man with bag on his head, Sarah, yes. Dr. Salvador, yes.
Just agree with me, Harrison.
Call back. Oh, long-time listeners will, I'm sure, will remember that. Yeah, what were your thoughts with Resi 4? Like, how do you stand with that game?
It's a lot more to me, kill the zombies until the area is clear, then move on. Which there's nothing wrong with that, because they are a much more challenging enemy than, like, Resident Evil 2 and their zombies. But then again...
yeah, they're much slower, like, whoa.
Yeah,
like,
they're much easier. Moving, aren't they? Yeah. You can in the other Resident Evil games, you can dodge them and then move on. Part of the early Resident Evils is that it's a survival horror with limited ammo. So
you choose who to fight.
Yeah, exactly. So you didn't want to kill every zombie because you were like, right, I'm going to run out of bullets immediately if I try that. So you had to pick and choose and run around. And, you know, it's not a massively challenging thing to do, but you can get better at dodging things. Whereas in Resi 4, you can skip certain bits if you don't want to kill everything, but it makes more sense to kill everything because then you get more points as well.
It does, yeah. But you're also trying to use your bullets most effectively to make sure you don't run out while you're doing it.
Shoot them in the leg. That's something that suplex.
Suplex. That's something we've noticed as well with you saying, like, how zombies have changed throughout films and games. Like, they've definitely changed massively from, if you look at zombies in the early Resident Evil games, they are almost a puzzle element because you've got to choose, am I in a capable position to get past them without killing them? It's almost like a moving live aspect of a puzzle, as opposed to now when you're like Mr. X, for example, he is chasing. He's like, you've got to do some damage to slow him down to get away.
Yeah. So shoot his hat off and he looks
sad. Two very
sad.
Different aspects. Yeah. Does he actually look sad?
Yeah, I think he'll do a bit. There's like a little animation where he'll like reach for his hat and he can't find it. And he's like, oh, my hat.
I like that.
Yeah, I don't even know if Mr. X accounts, because he's a bioweapon, whereas zombies are bioweapons in that too. I don't understand where the
Does it count, Harrison? Are zombie sharks a thing?
The dividing line. Zombie sharks? Is that a... What?
Yeah, Resident Evil 1, there are zombie sharks.
Oh, shit. In the streets. They can't be very effective.
No, under the mansion.
That doesn't clarify anything.
Resident... Fuck's sake.
So, is there water under the mansion?
Yes. So Resident Evil takes part in a mansion. The first one takes part in a mansion in the Arklay Mountains. And you go in there and someone's almost made into a Jill sandwich. And you've got to use a dog whistle to lure a zombie dog to kill it to get a fake key to not get crushed by knights. And then you got to go underground. And then there are, I think, spiders. And then there are also sharks.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a fucking... There's a lot to unpack there, isn't there?
Yeah. I wish you could have seen my face just then.
I love the idea of someone listening to that and they go, yeah, that's right. That sounds pretty right.
Yeah, that's pretty legit. That's how you find the sharks. Yeah. Yeah.
There was a weird... Right, I played the Resident Evil 3 remake. This is going off on a tangent. But
yeah.
Someone who... How can I put this? Someone who works on the animations for that game, yeah? Made a very deliberate choice to have an animation play when Jill's infected by these like spidery like mutant things. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
I think so.
Yeah. If you guys don't know what that is, we'll maybe put it in the show notes. But just
I can stick it on screen.
Yeah, just stick it on the screen. That is a questionable angle and detail to show people. They knew what they were doing with that. Some people have just had something awakened. They saw that and they were like,
yes.
Oh. Ooh.
They're like, ooh.
That is exactly it. Sorry if anyone's just been awakened to realizing that they like that stuff.
But yeah, also, you're welcome.
Yeah, it's a very sexualized scene of her being attacked by a spider monster. It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a little bit unusual.
Resident Evil's taken some fucking turns over the years.
It has. It's evolved a lot as a game, and they're building on their thirst.
I mean,
look at Lady Dimitrescu, which you're going to be sat under tomorrow, I'm sure. We know that they're doing it on purpose. Like, they have their own TikTok now about the Lady Dimitrescu
stuff. Actually?
Yeah, I think, who was it? Didn't Lulu put it in the Discord yesterday or the day before? Any listeners, if you want to join the Discord, look in the links below. It'll be on there.
Yeah.
Same for you guys on YouTube.
There's an entire channel called Things We Be Thirsting, which we had to make because people wouldn't stop thirsting in the main channel.
It wasn't it was like either that or it's just mixed in with all the regular talk. So we had to like segment that stuff over there at the side.
You guys, sit in the corner.
Sit in the sexy corner and cool off.
That sounds like a terrible idea.
And then they
idea.
Start trading porn and you're like, well, that didn't work at all.
It's got worse. They have an empire now. I've got one for you, which is is it team? Multiplayer? Yeah, multiplayer, but not like Left 4 Dead. So this one's 7 Days to Die.
Okay.
Have you played 7 Days?
This is one I have not played any of this, no.
It came out very much kind of around the popularity of Minecraft and like building and stuff like that. Because Minecraft, surprisingly, is a zombie game.
It is, yes.
Kind of. There are zombies. Mm. Yeah, I'll give them that. Right. Whereas 7 Days to Die is more... What was that?
That was a zombie noise.
So they capitalized on it, on the Minecraft kind of, you know, being big. And they did their own thing. And you can play with your mates. You got to make a fortress or like a house, or you've basically got to farm up, upgrade your base, and every 7 days there's a horde that you and your friends have to fight. So me and my mates owned one for a while, and we got pretty far in, but it got to the point where it was like we'd run out of ammo partway through, so we're literally like the day before the night the horde comes on, and we're all just there like, who's got the ammo? Like, where's the gunpowder? Who's got the fastest crafting? Like, shouting at each other. It's like, Connor, that Amazing. Wall is nowhere near finished. Who's got the cement mixer?
You call yourself a builder.
Yeah, who's got the cement mixer running? What the fuck is this? So, there's all this stuff you've got to manage. And the zombies are basically... There is no story to it. The zombies are the end goal. It's just, you are trying to survive as long as you can, but it's going to come to the end of it and you're not. Either that, you're just like,
okay.
we had a zombie bear break down the door and chase one of us like through while they were holding a grenade. So they blew up. The zombie bear survived, and I was stood on the staircase like throwing rocks at it, just like, I don't know what to do. We got it. Help! Eventually. Yeah, exactly. I was like, someone left the door open. Like, where's that bear gone? Just fucking bowls through, like knocks people over. Shit. It's a really fun experience using zombies as they're kind of meant to be used. They're not actually that dangerous until you get a big group of them. But
that's right.
That brings us kind of onto the variations of zombies as well. And I also wanted to ask you about what you think of dismemberment within zombie games. Let's go with that first.
Okay. I'm trying to think of the game where I was introduced to it. I don't think I actually saw any dismemberment in games until Dead Space, which is kind of a zombie game in a way. They're like zombie monsters
because
they're
it.
Made from dead they're necromorphs, aren't they? They're made from dead tissue.
Yeah.
I think it's a great mechanic. And I don't want to say that as like sounding like a psychopath, like I love to chop off limbs. I mean it in the aspect that like when things are running towards you, especially if they're fast zombies, if you can pop off some knees, you know, and they're down on the floor and they have to crawl, it's a good way to slow them down.
Yeah.
So it adds a new element to the gameplay, and it even mixes it up even more when you think, I now have to be aware of what's on the ground lower than I'd usually look. So you might spin round thinking there's nothing there, but really there's a zombie right at the back of you chewing on your ankles, and you're like, oh, shit!
It seems like the worst place they'd bite as well, because everyone wears like normal shoes. Like, why would they try and bite your ankle? Ah, oh, this premium leather stopping me bite.
You're gonna get some sweet high tops. Cut that shit right out.
I want to see a pair of like Converse high tops, but they zip all the way up your front and they zip up past your face. So it's like a Converse onesie, including the shoes, and it zips up your face as well.
So it's like a hazmat suit brought to you by Converse.
And it zips at the front all the way up.
All the way.
Yeah.
Right? It, like over the face and everything.
Over the face.
Can it have another shoe on top?
I would love that. A head shoe.
Or head shoe. Like that guy who wears a welly on his head. A shoe.
There's got to be a German word for that. There has to be.
Head shoe, yeah. I mean, it already kind of sounds like a German word. Anyone in Germany listening, let us know.
It'd be Kopfschule.
Kopfschule, yeah. Yeah, I suppose it would.
It would be Kopfschule. Schule Kopf.
Sounds like a vampire. Count Kopfschule.
Ethan Winters, we've been waiting for you. Resident Evil. Kopfschule.
Kopfschule.
I'm Lady Kopfschule. Fuck's sake. I'm sorry. What did... That's really got me. I can just picture fucking Lady Dimitrescu wearing a full zip-up onesie made out of Converse with a shoe on her head.
That'd be a long fucking boot.
It would. Oh yeah, she's like
a
9'6"
boot.
Oh Christ. Okay, I can see Harrison's camera and he can't see mine. And you were so dumb with that joke like 30 That's seconds like... before I was. Right, that brings us on to the variations of zombies, because
yes,
there's always a way for game companies to make up excuses for why zombies have these different variations. Usually, well, 7 Days to Die doesn't really give you any explanation, but if you look at something like Left 4 Dead, it does. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, this person smoked, they're a smoker or something. This person ate too much, they're a boomer. Or you kind of put that on because of the way they look. I don't know why a jockey looks the way it does. A small, annoying man that jumps on your back.
Yeah, rides on you and makes you run around.
Yeah, I don't know where that had come from, but maybe they are all horse jockeys. Maybe that literally, maybe. That strain only affects horse jockeys.
Yeah, maybe there's just like, there's a horse racing training ground nearby that city and they just happen to all be there.
Every single map. They happen every time they travel to a new area. They've just opened these things to train the horse jockeys, and it's going to be this big venture. And then the zombie outbreak struck.
Every
literally
time.
Only these areas. Every time. Unbelievable. Maybe they started it.
I would actually like to talk about Left Dead a bit, as it's one of the games on my not list, if we could talk a bit about it. It's... For people who don't know it's a multiplayer squad survival game. And it was I've got in my notes that it's comedy tinged. Would you agree with that?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Because it's definitely got a dark more lighthearted. Yeah, it's like a black comedy. Like it's got funny elements. Like you always have to find the gnome in a level and carry the gnome to the end.
Noam Chomsky.
That's it. That's right. I forgot about his name was Noam Chomsky. it had quite a big reputation because it was hyped early for its AI element. That it had this AI director that could like spawn zombies to change up the level on the fly depending on how you were playing. And that was really interesting for such an early time. And
yeah,
that was the first game we saw like crowd mechanics, wasn't it?
What's it called? Dead Rising did it first.
Was that the first
one? In the same kind of like... Yeah, I think they said that they could have up to like 100 zombies on screen at once or something, which is crazy for the time.
Yeah,
that
even
like
then. Yeah.
An Xbox 360 launch title.
Yeah, yeah. It's Dead Rising is like my next game. And like maybe we should just compare these two because they were out at similar times.
Yeah.
I would say that Left 4 Dead and Left 4 Dead 2, to be honest, like both very, very good games, but they're much more linear story. Like they've got a little bit of element with the AI director like switching stuff up as you're playing, like we said. But Dead Rising takes place, it's essentially Dawn of the Dead, isn't it? So it's a character gets stuck in a shopping mall in America after this outbreak happens in the town, and you're a reporter that's reporting on it. So you're taking pictures. Again, you get comedy elements in this game. It has this weird juxtaposition of real comedy things and then horrific murder.
There's a bit where you can disembowel a zombie when you get to a certain level. You can literally, in Dead Rising, put your hand inside of a zombie's stomach, rip its guts out, and then drop it on the floor, and that's kind of it. Or you can do this thing where you put your arms out and you spin in a circle, knocking them out, but it makes you dizzy. And then I think the stuff where like you can pick up a hand off the ground, put it in a zombie's mouth, and then it goes and then walks away.
Yeah, it walks away because it's got food. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
it's such a weird game. And I think it was possibly that aspect that made it stand out. That and obviously like so many zombies on screen, and you had such a free flow game because you've got a time element, don't you? So you've got like
72 hours.
You've got 72 hours. It's basically Majora's Mask in a shopping mall with zombies, and you have to save survivors from these psychopaths.
Oh, it's hard.
It's so hard. Like you have to choose who to save, and if you've got enough time to do each aspect of it. And I always found that part not as enjoyable, if I'm honest. Like the zombie combat was really fun. That game loop, they absolutely nailed it. Whether you were going to that little antique shop on the top floor and finding a battle axe and an old samurai sword and cutting your way through, or you were going to the food court and grabbing like a giant parasol and running through them all, just like, and they're going bong, 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 like flying off. And they even had like car mechanics. They had motorbikes that you could drive around and do jumps, and it was really, really cool. Like, what were your first thoughts of it, Jordan? Like when you first played it?
When I first played it, I was blown away because it was so impressive. Like the amount of zombies on screen, it was... When did I even get that? It would have been years ago because it came out, like I said, a 360 launch title. Like Hassad said, you basically go to report on this situation. Frank, the guy you play as, has covered wars that he keeps fucking mentioning every 5 minutes. and it's such a weird game. Because, like you said, you've got to rescue all these civilians, but you feel like you don't have enough time, but you clearly have to have enough time.
Yeah, yeah, you must do.
You know what I mean? But it's so, so hard. It is stupidly hard, unless you grind your way up to max level and then attempt it.
Yeah, it's very arcadey,
isn't it? Did you ever get
it?
Max level? Actually, yeah, no. It is really arcadey.
Like, I mean, it's made by Capcom, which is one thing that you should realize it's kind of arcadey, and... Yeah. The lightheartedness you really notice when you can get the Mega Man helmet and the Mega Man Buster.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, why is that in there as such like a little Easter egg? But yeah, I never reached top level. No, like I found it very, very difficult because I know that you get points for taking certain pictures and for like getting headshots with guns or killing them in certain ways. Yeah.
You get PP.
Yeah, the PP you get. The PP. Player points. Player experience.
I'd assume it's player points.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Player experience.
Experience is how you build a big chest. I always thought that it was difficult you never had much health. You only had like 5 blocks of health. Then you have to like chug a coffee creamer or an orange juice to get the most health back.
Just carrying around like pockets full of, I've got 32 gallons of milk.
Yeah.
Just walking around.
Sloshing your way through the crowds. Yeah. Yeah, it was good though. Like I definitely enjoyed it. It was in that game you had the slow zombies, didn't you? It wasn't like, I don't think there was any running zombies. Maybe they introduced those in the later games, which I didn't actually play. I didn't get into the later ones, to be honest. I tried, but couldn't really.
No, it's just slow zombies. It turns out they're all something to do with a bee.
An insect, yeah.
Wasps or something. They did add cultists to it and army and stuff like that, but
The
zombies are the zombies are the real kind of like meat and potatoes of it. Mm-hmm. Like, they're such a cool, fun thing to experiment with. Of like, how many can I kick this football at them and does it kill them? It does.
It does. Can I lure them onto this roller coaster track and ride through them? Yes, I can. Like, do all sorts of shit.
Everything you could figure out is great. There was an achievement for killing like what 53,000 of them or something.
Wow, really?
In one play, yeah. If you kill 53,000 in one go, in one playthrough or something,
yeah,
total, you got an achievement called like zombie genocide or something, because that's 53,000's the population of the town Willamette where the game's set.
Oh, okay.
How do I remember that? And I can't remember the fucking license plate of my first car.
Yeah. And that leads me to worry a little bit about you, that you know the number of a genocide, but not the regiment.
Well,
car.
I don't know the exact number. I do. I do know the exact number.
He does. Send help.
Do you ever play Dying Light?
No, I didn't. No, that's the parkour one, isn't it? Zombie parkour.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. And there are zombies that can parkour.
So these ones are fast zombies. These are runners.
Some of them are fast zombies. So Dying Light is a first-person, free-running, open-world zombie game.
That's
which includes crafting
things.
And survival elements.
Oh, of course it does.
Of course it does. So you drop into the, I don't even know, I don't think Haran's a real place, in the, I think, Middle East, and you get bitten by a zombie immediately.
Oh, nice.
you drop into the map. You parachute in, something goes wrong, and a zombie bites you as soon as you get in there, and you're a secret agent for like the fucking like FBI. Like, you're like this big government like secret agent. Like, we'll send him in, he'll sort it out. Guy can't run for 30 meters. Guy gets bit by a zombie immediately after landing.
Great stuff.
He knows. He's being briefed on all this stuff. So you have to mainly go out in the day, because there are these things called volatiles that come out at night.
Okay.
Which they are horrendously fast, horrendously deadly. The only way you can stop them or stun them is with ultraviolet light.
I thought you were going to say
you have
with
all these
flashing
traps
them.
That you... Check this out. It's like,
wait!
Oh, not so technically you do flash them, but with ultraviolet light.
Just
strap an ultraviolet light to your screen.
Just helicopter. Catch me now!
So you mainly do your stuff during the day, but if you go out at night, you get more experience and stuff like that because it's more difficult. Now,
a challenge
that
to
game
risk,
does
though.
Have,
that's good. That's good.
Exactly. So enemies do have, like, bacons as, like, zombies that can spit, like, acid and stuff.
Yep.
Zombies that used to be runners, and because they died more recently, they've got a lot more of their kind of like motor functions, so they can climb and chase you.
Okay, that's cool.
And then you've got normal zombies that kind of like just hang about. The game does a really good point of making it clear humans are pretty difficult to kill if you're not a strong person. Like, if you whack a zombie around the head with like a plank of wood, it's not going to die quickly.
No, it won't.
Because... No. You know, schools are pretty hard, but as you get it becomes pretty easy.
I've hit mine lots of times, and as of yet, not a dent.
And you can actually drop kick zombies and send them flying.
Sweet.
You can, if they're a hazmat zombie, you can shoot the or hit the tank on their back, and they go and blow up, which is pretty cool. There's quite a lot of stuff you can do in it, really. You get a grappling hook, which is great. And overall, just a pretty fun game. Now, this is one where the main zombies aren't really that big of a threat. Unless it's really early for you. But as you go in, it's the volatiles that are the big concern.
Right,
or
right.
If you get zombies that are kind of like on fire, or, you know, it's very situational that they're actually a risk. The zombies are there mainly for you to level up your strength, because as you level up your strength, you get more fighting stuff. As you level up your free running, you move faster, you do different things. So it's an RPG, basically.
Nice.
Two elements.
It's a very interesting concept for a game. Like, I can imagine the people pitching that and being like, "What? Hang on, this is like, I think we're onto something here. That's very interesting to meld together those concepts. I don't think there's any other games that have done those all together like that."
I think it's like a mix between Mirror's Edge and Dead Island. So who made Dead Island?
I've never played it. My brother played both of them. So I've had a quick go, but I've never played through it.
Same company made Dead Island.
Mm-hmm. So it is the same
which
company.
Yeah, it is. So oh, my God. They've just kind of gone... Because they're making Dead Island 2 and Dying Light 2 or something like that. So it seems... I don't know if they've sold over to a different company or something, but yeah.
Maybe.
It's Dead Island. Yeah, the crafting and all that stuff. Just a good, fun game, and you can play it with your mates, and it's funny drop-kicking zombies off of a building together and watching the sunset as you do it.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. So wholesome. So beautiful.
Speaking of playing games, I have a little zombie-themed game.
I think, speaking of playing games, zombie games.
Zombie
That's
games.
That's it. Go on. Have you got a game?
I have a game to play for you on the show. I thought it'd be nice, and I thought you'd enjoy it.
Thank you. I was going to make a game as well, and I didn't.
Oh, well, I'm glad, because I took a long time with this, and it's very long.
I was gonna make one called Zombo or Zombno.
That's a
great
name.
Please tell me you've called it.
I haven't. Mine's just called "Will You Survive?" That's just what I've called it, with like exclamation marks and question marks.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd love to play.
Let's fucking do it. Let's get some zombie music on the go. If you guys want to play along, you're welcome to. I will put the quiz on the show notes at griefburrito.com, so feel free to get involved there, and you can write your numbers down here while we're going through it, like Jordan says, and then you can check it against the answers at the end.
Do I need to write stuff down?
You don't have to, but it might help. Just maybe make a note just in case.
Okay.
Okay. So there's only like three aspects to it, but there's four choices on each one. So yeah.
Whoa. There's only what? It's like three aspects, four choices, 65 hours of input.
It's a multifaceted story. I'm a dungeon master. Okay. People on the camera, you can see how much writing I've written.
Jesus Christ, man. Okay. Yes,
I got a bit carried away. Let's begin.
Thank you.
The zombie virus has begun to take hold in the larger cities, and we sit beginning to lock ourselves down. The apocalypse is here. It's 2020.
That's too real.
I know. I thought it was a little bit. Okay, so part one is called Supplies. You decide to nip down to the local Tesco Express. You've heard those brain munchers have taken over the big Tesco Extra in town, so you think that it's best to avoid the queues. When you get there, you find that the doors are barricaded with a sign overhead that says, "We'll barter for loo roll." You look down and you realize you've been trailing a piece since your morning movement. You're a regular, healthy he, she, they. So what do you ask for? A, cigs and vodka. That Nicky Rush is sweet for running and vodka has multiple uses. B, a Mars bar and a dirty magazine. That's dense energy chucky, son. And your mind is shot from years of the internet. So when the electricity goes out, you haven't got any imagination left. You're going to need those pages. C,
wow.
A pink lady and a 2-liter bottle of Evian. Pink lady is an apple for people who don't know. Because you're on a health kick and an apocalypse is a great excuse for shedding a few pounds. Or D, a tin opener and a change for a fiver. You've already got a tin opener at home, but at least you can swindle the guy and get your money back. Which are you going to choose?
Am I allowed to ask questions like, do I have food at home?
Oh yeah, you can ask.
Do I have food at home?
I don't know, it's your house.
Jesus Christ. Do you have any food at home? I don't have any. I do have food at home, but I don't have any vodka. And I feel like vodka would be a useful thing for like
okay.
either
throwing it at a zombie or getting wankered because there's getting nothing wankered, else to do.
Yeah. You could burn it.
Yeah, I'd choose the Voddy in the 20 deck if that's all right.
Okay, so we're going A. So write A down. Part two, A. Weapons. On the walk home with your plunder, you cut through the backfield to avoid the streets. You saw a mean hobo once, and if he was a zombie and mean, you're not sure if you could take it. In the field, you see a shack, and just outside, a rabbit sitting seemingly dazed with the splendor of nature. Do you, A, check the shack? There could be a sweet weapon in there. Let's hope the hobo doesn't live in there, though. B, yank loose a plank from the shack.
I thought you were
going to
stop at A.
What?
I thought you were just going to stop at A.
No, just A, yeah.
Hopefully the hobo doesn't live in there. That's your choice.
That's it. I can swerve you towards choices. B, yank loose a plank from the shack and bonk the rabbit. Weapon and dinner. Sorted. C, sneak up and stick the rabbit in your Tesco bag. Or D, ignore the shack for fear of zombies and gaze at the nature with the rabbit.
Hmm. Do I have a weapon? Don't say, do you?
Do you have a weapon at home? You've only got the things that are around a normal household. So you might want to check. You might not.
A frying pan or something.
You're going to have like frying pans. You're going to have what, like kitchen knives? Maybe a brush?
Do I have one on me while I'm at this location? I feel like this is like a point and click adventure where I'm like, check equipment.
Check pockets. Yeah. You've got... only your fists.
Only my fists. Can I knock on the cabin door to check if there's a zombie in there?
It doesn't have a door, but you can knock on the door frame or the lintel, which is the top of the door.
That's a lintel.
That's a lintel.
Lintel.
Educational quizzes.
Yeah, fuck it. A, I'll go for it. Hopefully the hobo doesn't live there. If my answer's going to be, I'm sure of it.
No, you find a pissy-smelling hobo shotgun. Nice.
Oh, wow. Can I clean it?
Nope. You didn't. Well, you could use some of the vodka, but then you'll be using some of your vodka, so I'd probably save it. Part three. Okay, preparations. You make it back home with your swag. It's time to fortify your base before the horde survives. A.
Survive.
Stick the door on the latch and draw the curtains. That'll show them no one's home. B, barricade the door with your best dining room chair and make a start on dinner. C, sit on the sofa and start taping knives onto all the brooms that you have. When you run out of dank broomage, just start taping them to yourself. Or D, have a bath.
I'll go with B. I'm going to barricade.
Barricade the door.
B for barricade.
Okay.
B for barricade.
B for barricade. Locked in. So we've had, what did you have? You had A on the first one, A on the second one, and B for barricade.
B on this one.
Okay, so the final part. You've made your choices. The horde is coming. They're here, and they smell your brain. You've got a very stanky brain, I hear. You hear them banging on the doors and windows. Before you know it, they're in the house. You reach for your weapon and anything else you have. And so because you chose two A's, this is your fate. You've got A.
Okay.
You cock your shotgun and take a fierce power stance. The first few zombies get a face full of a face full of lead.
A face full of load. Why? Why would you say that?
I meant to say face load of lead.
I didn't choose the bath option, Harrison.
No, I know. You shoot sexy bath. Okay. The bodies block the entry as they fall into a gooey ruin and you feel a wave of relief down your body. But then you realize you totally left the back door open and that wave of release is actually zombie hands on your supple boy back and you're about to be a tasty dish. You died.
Okay, that's fine. What were the other outcomes?
The other outcomes. Okay, so B was you flail your plank around, which is the plank that you pulled off the shack if you did that. You flail your plank around, sending splinters and wafts through the air. It's not a good weapon. Why did you think it would be? The zombies chow down on you, your brain, and the rabbit you've been cooking, adding insult to injury. C was, you use the rabbit as bait. You launch it towards them while backing up towards the back door, and you slip out and escape down the carport. See how current this quiz is? This is because Jordan's got a carport on his new house.
Wow, yes. I do.
So now when you're there and the zombie apocalypse actually happens, you can plan accordingly to do that.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. And D, so this is if you would have had a bath. You hear the zombies coming up the stairs and shout, I'm in the bath! Just so they know not to come in. They bang on the door. They obviously need to use the toilet, but you shout, you'll have to wait! I've just got in! The door breaks down in splinters and they join you in the tub for a good bloodbath.
Ah, nice. I like that. Wordplay.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. And that was the quiz.
It was so reliant on the rabbit. I was like, this rabbit's going to fucking come up again.
Yeah, I know it. I don't know why. The rabbit was like a random thing. I was on the exercise bike and I had the iPad in front of me. I was like, oh, we could catch a rabbit. Anyway, should we get back to the games?
I love it. Okay, yes. Thank you. That was very good.
I'm glad you liked it. I am really glad you liked it. It was good fun to do a quiz. We haven't done a game like that in a while, so I thought we'd smash one of those out. The game I want to bring your attention to is the OG arcade experience that is House of the Dead.
Oh, wow, House of the Dead? I forgot about House of the Dead.
House of the Dead was a wonderful zombie game in that it was an on-rail shooter, for people who don't know. You actually had guns that you shot at the screen. It was a light gun game.
In the arcade and stuff.
In the arcade. It was absolutely brilliant. The original pistols were great. Teamwork felt so cool. Or if you were a badass with no friends, like me, a lone arcade wolf, you could play double pistols. You could double fist the pist. You could be all about feeling powerful. I'm joking. I did have friends. I had friends. We played multiplayers. Their names.
I did have friends.
Their names were Sam.
Friend one and friend two.
Yeah. No. It was a great game. It really was. And they really advanced from the shot. Because I always remember when you shot at the screen and it said reload and you had to shoot off the screen to reload the gun because they hadn't worked that out yet. Yeah. And it was like, reload, reload. And you had to like shoot off. But the zombies were actually scary. Like, reload. Yeah, the zombies were scary in that though, man. Like they did a lot of damage, didn't they? They only had
like three lives.
Yeah, well, not even like three hits. You could take three hits.
Oh yeah,
and you had the big blood scratches on the screen if you got hit. And do you remember when they brought in the shotguns?
Yeah, they were so House of the Dead 3.
No, 3 was the Uzis. 3 was Uzis.
No, that's 4.
Was that 4?
Yeah.
No way. Well, the shotguns were sick. And you could also actually play that on your own with 2 guns, but you had to reload like, ja-ja! Like you had to like really shake them down. It felt pretty epic.
Oh my God.
But the arcade people didn't like it and would shout at you if you did that.
It was so cool to be able to like cock like a Spaz 12 or something, right? Like playing, you're like, ah, we need to find one of those machines.
That would be
great. If we get a burrito office at any point, we're having one of those.
We'll get a House of the Dead with the shotguns.
Have you seen how much arcade machines are like worth? Like $2,000.
Some of them, because like they don't make that many because there weren't really that many arcade machines in the country. If you think about it, you'd probably order, you might order 2 to an arcade. And if there's only, say, 100 arcades worldwide, that's 200 cabinets.
Yeah.
So they're quite hard to get hold of.
We need to go to Blackpool in the UK, which is like where the majority of the arcades are.
Yeah.
And we need to wear blue overalls and a hi-viz.
Oh, and
we
get need to walk a sack in truck.
And just be like, hi, we're just here to pick this machine up. It needs some repairs doing.
Need some services.
And then we just walk out with it. Just walk out like you own it. If someone does that in the next week, I'm going to be so angry.
Yeah, we'll be well enough. That's our plan. That says that we've got a week to execute the plan, Jordan. We've got to act fast.
Fuck, I don't even know where to buy jumpsuits.
No, I don't know. I could make us one. Can we get Converse jumpsuits?
Show up in a patchwork jumpsuit you've made yourself. Hi, yeah. I work for this company. I want this.
I work for arcade machines.
No.
What? House of the Dead? What? Reload! Reload!
Leave! Leave!
Leave, leave.
Abort, abort.
Oh, mate.
I feel like it's so crazy it might work.
Just might work. Shit, you're onto something.
You son of a bitch. I'm in.
Yeah, the light gun games were always really fun. It really connected you to the game a hell of a lot more. Like, I remember the panic of, like, me and Will. So this is a mate of mine who I've mentioned before. His uncle lived in, what was it now? It was next to Blackpool, the town over. I can't remember what it was called. It began with an F. There's a place. It was really cool.
We just got Fleetwood.
Fleetwood, that's the one. Yes, Jordan, nice man. Geography powers. Yeah. So we stayed in Fleetwood. Don't know where that came from. So we stayed in Fleetwood.
He was really excited that someone knew where Fleetwood was.
Well, I never even knew it was a place until I'd been there. And then the only reason it was cool is because we got the tram all the way down from Fleetwood.
So where Fleetwood Mac are from?
That's a lie.
Oh, fuck. I was hoping you'd be like, really? No.
No, they're from America. I know that. I know music things.
I love how you were so apprehensive about calling me out, though, just in case.
Yeah, but if people on the cameos in my face real scrunch up, like, no, they're not.
You're just maybe. Like, wait a minute.
I've nearly been had.
Yeah. I may have been had. I don't know yet. I'm going to wait to see what his reaction is.
Speaking of Blackpool and Fleetwood and that, that particular time, we were obviously, I think we were 15. Like, we took the GameCube. It was that sort of era. Like, we were still at high school. Wow. And we had obviously free reign. So we had a bit of money to get the tram down, and we just spent all day in the arcades. It was a really fucking great holiday. It was like one of the first holidays I'd ever been on as a kid where I had freedom to do what I wanted.
And you spent £300 on arcade machines.
Yeah, I think maybe we even got some beers as well. We might have got some beers, some cheeky beers from the shop. Because
I'd a tall child.
I looked the same. I've looked like this since I was 15. Like, there was no difference. So I just used to get served. So we got loads of donuts as well. So we had loads of the proper, like, fresh baked donuts. You know, fried donuts. The ones with all the sugar put on top, like fairground donuts. Absolutely.
I left a bag of those in the jacket once a weekend.
Ew.
Yeah, the jacket not had good. To be thrown away.
I bet it did. Yeah, you've got to eat those fast and get that grossness in your body before it solidifies.
So grim. Get it into your veins. How have I ever eaten one of those?
No, I know. They're not good when they're cold.
It's like eating a deep fried Mars bar as well.
Yeah, but I've never tried that. I'd like to.
I have. It's not great.
Let me tell you about the donuts before I forget, because it was another aspect of the donuts. It wasn't just that we were eating them. It was that I stood in about 50 donuts like it was dog shit. Every time I walked, it was like someone was ninja starring a donut under my foot, and it was just like, and it all the fucking time, and my shoes were caked in donuts.
Wait, whoa.
I had to throw them away when I got back, like your poor donut jacket.
Why? Whoa, sorry. I'm missing something here. What were you doing that meant you walked in 50 donuts?
I mean, I'm exaggerating. Maybe it wasn't 50, but it was a lot of donuts.
Even one donut's too many donuts to be standing on.
It is. Right. What I'll do is, for this episode, I'll send Will a voice message and I'll ask him to recount the donuts. To ask how many donuts I stood in, because hopefully he'll back me up about how many I fucking stood in.
If he comes back, he's like, what the fuck are you talking about? Or it's just you putting on a voice.
I've never even been to Fleetwood.
It's you putting on a voice like, hi, I'm Will, and Harrison did stand... Harrison stood in a lot of donuts.
Right, mate. Yeah, it's been a while, but I mean, it felt like hundreds, but it was probably close to like five. And it was over the... you'd step in one, and then we'd have a laugh, and then you walk away, and then we go and do something. You fall in, lulled into a false sense of security, and then another donut. And it just kept happening. And it was about three donuts into the day when we realised that this was a thing. And then it became the the drama, and it kept happening, and it was great.
At least 50 donuts. Yeah. It was a great holiday other than that. Other than the donut standing.
other than the great donut massacre.
The donut massacre of 2006 or whatever it was. Yeah.
Wow, that's a long time ago. Sweet Jesus.
A long time ago. A long, long time ago. I think we have time for like one more. One more.
Last one.
Yeah.
COD Zombies.
Yes, that was the one I was hoping you'd talk about.
Do you remember the first time you were showed COD Zombies?
Yes, and it was scary because it was a simple, like, stuck in a cabin. It felt like, what's the film? Evil Dead. It had that
it's
kind
Nacht
of tone.
Der Untoten.
Nacht der Untoten. Night of the Living Dead. Yes, that's what that means.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Look and at me specking the germs.
It was when you beat Call of Duty World at War, wasn't it?
Yeah, it unlocked it. Yeah.
My cousin showed me the cinematic, like, little intro, and then you shouldn't be playing it. And I was pretty scared.
Yeah.
I was like, this is crazy shit.
This is doing me a spook.
And then kind of it, I don't think they expected it to be as runaway of a hit as it was.
No, it was because quite a novelty, wasn't it, at the time, it seemed.
They just humped that shit out after a while, and it gave the best zombies map ever, which was Darise, which is the giant.
Yes.
And yes. That has got to be, I spent hundreds of hours with my friends playing that.
Yeah, same.
Hundreds of hours. And there weren't even that many, now there are. There are a lot of variations on the zombies, on the maps, on the different things that happen. But back in the world of World at War days, back in my day,
back in
there
war.
Were four zombie maps. There were four zombie maps and you were lucky. And you had, you could pack-a-punch guns, make them better.
Mm-hmm.
You had zombie dogs, which was the only real variation you had. Apart from some zombies would run and some would walk slower, but it was dependent on literally nothing. It was, I think, my first foray into cooperative zombie killing. Was this after or before Left 4 Dead?
I think this was after, because I think this was sort of pulling on the hype of the zombie games that had just come out.
Left 4 Dead, if I'm correct. Let's have a look. if I am correct. That was, right, bear this in your mind, 17th of November, 2008.
Nope, it's gone.
That's... God damn it.
That's later than I thought, actually.
When did World at War come out, Harrison?
Don't know.
11th of November, 2008. Wait, they were both in November, were they?
No, the other one was May, you said.
No, 17th of November, 2008 for Left 4 Dead.
Oh, sorry. Why did I think you said May?
I don't know. But they're both 2008 and they were like a week apart. But
weird.
Call of Duty did it first in the Call of Duty Nazi Zombies.
I will preface you, though, and say, Jordan, my good man, that the multiplayer of the zombie thing could have been added on a lot later into production time.
It could have been.
Where Left 4 Dead, the full game is that. So that could have been in production first.
Yes. I think, for me, it's the first... Right, I'll put it this way. Like in any kind of survival game, you know you're going to die at the end because you're just kind of like, right, I'm just going until I die. That was my first experience with a zombie game doing that and it being so readily available where you didn't have to buy another game because everyone had COD 5 at the time.
Yeah, it was a huge game.
It was a cool experience to just like, it was a weird thing that came out and then everyone just fucking piled on and Treyarch were like, oh shit. They were printing money.
Oh, shit. What have we made? Yeah.
What have we done?
What have we done?
Nazis and zombies together. There's a big thing about Nazis and zombies as well. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, and there was that movie that came out afterwards called Dead Snow as well.
Yeah, and then there was the Nazi zombie quadrilogy or trilogy of Sniper Elite. And
then there was.
What is it with Nazis and zombies?
I don't know. I just remembered something zombies from that film, Dead Snow, actually.
Nazis are bad enough.
There was a guy who gets his head grabbed and pulled in half and his brain falls out like a blancmange. It's real
like
weird.
Like a blancmange.
If anyone can look the scene up, I recommend it. I probably can't put that in the video because it's copyright, but look that up. I'm sure that happened. If not, it was some horrifying fever dream I had, but I'm pretty sure it was a real thing. Have you played any of the new COD zombies, like the one on the most recent game?
I've not played that one. I have played Black Ops, Black Ops 2, Black Ops 3 Zombies.
Okay, so I mean, I presume it's pretty similar to those, the latest one, because this is obviously the new Black Ops. I think that... Yeah,
maybe.
They have got quite complex. And it's good. Like, I like that. I like that there's, like, little missions to do and extra stuff. But it does make it a lot more... I don't want to say it dilutes the experience, but it can be a detriment sometimes.
High score and fucking about with your mates, trying to beat your score total, mm-hmm. not score, like how many rounds you went.
Yeah, like
that's really all you cared about.
Yeah, but it still has that aspect. Like when me and Stu and all that have been playing, it has been really, really good fun. Like you're all shouting, "I need help! Get me up! Fuck!" And like you know, your juggernauts run out and you've got no ammo, like you're asking for someone to help you, but you can get like power-ups and you go into the nether realm and you teleport and it's like, fuck, all this extra shit going on. So you can feel a little overwhelmed. And the zombies in that, like, there are loads of different kinds of zombies now and it's cool. Like, I like it. There's some that are like Iron Man and they're like fucking terrifying and they shoot themselves around with fire and stuff. But... there's something to be said about
simpler times.
Yeah, I miss the simple zombies. But I love the way the new gunplay is. Like the new guns they feel great. Like I've got this shotgun. I think it's called a Hauer 77. And I'm like power sliding on my knees and just bah 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 bah, just taking out everything. Like it's so good and satisfying. I was getting like 7 unlocks for the gun every round. Like it was fucking unreal. It was great. So I've pretty much maxed that shotgun out now. It's like the best zombie shotgun that there is. And to that, I like it. I do. I will still play it. And I will probably play the next one when the next one comes out.
I like how zombies is its own thing now. Just because I don't enjoy it as much doesn't mean I don't want people to enjoy it. I think I burnt out on it quite quick. But do you want to know something pretty cool, Harrison?
I do, always.
Did you know that someone has modded the... I forgot what it's called. What's the game with the thing and the shooting in VR? Pavlov VR.
Yeah, okay.
They've done Darice from World at War fully in VR.
In VR.
In Pavlov VR.
Wow.
With a bunch of the guns and stuff like that. And you can even do the Easter egg that plays the music. Literally, it's like a one-to-one recreation with all the... It looks exactly the same. It plays exactly the same.
That's brilliant.
In VR. That is incredible. I want it. I want to try it.
God, this is why I love like these creative fucking devs modding shit. I want to do a full episode on modding. I want to get someone from the modding community in. We should do that.
We will. Let's do it. Let's mod this episode to an end, Harrison.
Oh, let's do it. Yes. Thank you for listening, guys. Remember to leave a like wherever you're listening. Review and rate the podcast. And if you're watching on YouTube, hit subscribe. I'm not going to say smash subscribe because it's cheesy as fuck. You can do what you want to subscribe.
Don't smash it.
Don't smash it.
Do it nicely.
Treat it prod nicely. It. Spit on it. Prod call it. It scum.
You alive?
Hey, you down there? Boop, boop. Yeah.
Tap on it like you're tapping on an aquarium piece of glass where it says do not tap.
Yes.
And they do it anyway.
I can find an email where she's like, "Fishy, why are you sleeping?" I was thinking about that yesterday. I don't know what that... Yeah, it's funny that has come up tonight. But yeah.
It always does.
Also, don't forget, if you subscribe, you won't miss next week's episode, which you shouldn't do because something fun will probably happen on that one too. And go to griefburrito.com to read the show notes. And if you want to take the zombie quiz yourself and see if you survive. I know I read the answers, but you might want to take it anyway. So feel free. Jordan, where can they find you?
They can find me everywhere. Well, not everywhere. They can find me on Twitter at the Mr. John Core and elsewhere at Mr. John Core. And where can they find you?
You can find me at Haswild. It's on the screen right there. And you can find the podcast at Grief Burrito. Absolutely everywhere.
Literally everywhere. Everywhere.
And there's something else super spicy, Jordan, just for you that you don't know yet. I put our bonus content on Cephalopod and people have bought it already. So if you want some extra content, check out Cephalopod because we're putting extra bonus content on there. It's kind of like Patreon, but you don't need to subscribe.
Yeah, if you just want one thing, you just buy the one thing.
Just want that one vidcast. We put out the video podcast early. We thought you might like it on there. So yeah, check it out. And you can play it all in the app and switch to audio to video, audio to video, as you like, on the go, whenever you feel like it.
It's so science.
So much science, going on.
If you ask me.
I think it's obnoxious amounts of science, really. Shall we go?
It's just obnoxious amounts of science.
It's just obnoxious amounts of science.
Thank you for watching, guys. Thank you, or listening. Both. Bye.
Bye, guys.